Relative calm on the streets of Hong Kong, at least for now. This comes after six straight days of demonstrations in the city, including the mass rallies at the international airport and once again street battles between police and demonstrators on Wednesday night. There was expected to be a rally outside of a government office on Thursday morning, but not enough demonstrators arrived to make it happen. Those few that did show up suggested this is just a minor break in the action, and perhaps protesters are regrouping ahead of what's expected to be a very busy weekend of demonstrations in the city. On Friday, student activists will gather to express their concerns with the Hong Kong government. Teachers will rally on Saturday, and that same day, a group of concerned citizens will come together to express their concerns for their pets' lives after the police have been using so much tear gas throughout the demonstrations. This all comes amid growing threats that Beijing may actually use force to try and quell the violence in Hong Kong. There have been videos and images to support those concerns, troops and tanks gathering at the border, but no idea yet as to whether Beijing will actually move forward with that kind of action. The weekend will be capped off by a large general rally on Sunday. And as we've seen in the weeks leading up to this weekend, the Sunday rallies are often some of the biggest flashpoints of violence between police and demonstrators in Hong Kong. Bruce Harrison, SABC News, Hong Kong.